The music style bolero was born in Cuba in the late 1800s, and it spread throughout Latin America and around the world. It developed its own style in Mexico, and more recently, it's enjoying a renaissance, thanks in part to two teenaged sisters. Beto Arcos tells us more.
The sun is setting on the Pacific coast town of Ometepec. Musicians and fans gather on a rooftop to enjoy boleros.
Quiero comentarles que está en la primera lista de Spotify y tiene más de 1 millón de reproducciones. Que sepan todos.
Las hermanas García introduce the bolero Que Sepan Todos.
Aunque hace mucho que lo nuestro terminó, no puedo ser a su desdicha indiferente.
The crowd of about 70 people listens attentively. Most of them are teenagers, and the Garcia sisters take note. Celia is 16 herself, and Laura Garcia is 18.
Pues nos sentimos super emocionadas porque
we're super excited to see all the young people coming to see us. And it's so beautiful because we're helping to spread the bolero.
Her sister Celia says boleros are part of their DNA.
Es un género que hemos escuchado, se podría decir, desde que estábamos en el vientre de mi mamá.
It's a genre that we heard since we were in my mother's womb. This region has always been known to be very romantic. My father used to sing serenades to my mother, and now we listen to this music.
Que sepan todos que por ello soy capaz de ser amiga de la que ayer me lo quitó, porque es más fuerte que mi orgullo mucho más saber que existe.
Their father is Mariano Garcia. He's also their arranger and lead guitarist. He says his daughters started singing together before they were 10.
I coached them a little bit with their voices, but really they're natural singers. Early on, I saw them singing in two-part harmonies. I don't know how they did it. Celia took the first voice and Laura second, and suddenly they were making music.
Mi soledad y yo, nos comprendemos bien. Ella yo también, mi soledad me ve con su mirada gris, deseando donde estés que seas feliz.
The bolero planted roots in Mexico's Pacific coast, known as the Costa Chica, in the mid-1950s, when a prolific composer from this region named Álvaro Carrillo began to score hits in Mexico City and beyond. His most famous tune, Sabor a Mí, has been recorded by dozens of singers worldwide, including Doris Day, Frank Sinatra, and Edie Gourmet.
Tanto tiempo disfrutamos de este amor. Nuestras almas se acercaron tanto así que yo guardo tu sabor, pero tú llevas también sabor a mí.
The legacy of Carrillo and other composers of his generation is still felt today across the country. Mexico City has a boleros-only radio station, and national pop stars have made boleros a regular part of their repertoires. Ramón Estrada is the host of a radio program in Ometepec.
Y esos boleros se han transmitido de generación en generación. Te estoy hablando hace de 40, 50 años.
For more than 50 years, those boleros from that period have been transmitted from one generation to the next. And with this new revival, this tradition will continue for a long time.
Estrada says boleros are so popular in the Costa Chica that you can go to any party and hear a bolero group. They become such a part of people's lives that they take them wherever they go.
Y están escuchando Radio Metepec a las hermanas García en Estados Unidos.
They're listening to Radio Metepec to the Garcia sisters in the U.S. They call us from New York, Los Angeles, Texas, and Miami. There are a lot of people there who are from all these towns along the coast. Just imagine how they feel being so far away from the Costa Chica and listening to songs from here.
The day after their public performance in Ometepec, the Garcia sisters rehearse songs they plan to record on their second album.
Juramento.
This time, they want to sing boleros from other coasts of Latin America, including this classic from Cuba.
Aunque tú me has dejado en el abandono, aunque ya han muerto todas mis ilusiones.
Se Celia Garcia and her sister Laura recently performed at one of the biggest festivals in Mexico, and Celia says a music festival in London in front of thousands of people.
Estamos haciendo lo que nos gusta y creo que cuando
we're doing what we like to do, and I think that when you're doing what you really like to do, you don't feel pressure, you just do it.
But you do have to ask permission to take off from school to make your gig. For NPR News, I'm Beto Arcos.
Mi soledad y yo,
mi soledad y yo,
queremos verte aquí, este amor dejó lo amargo que hay en mí. Mi soledad se irá cuando te vea llegar, porque no aguantará verme llorar, porque yo con la ausencia de tu amor.